My goodness, what a messy young man he is. I can't believe the state he leaves the living room in. Oh well, it can't be helped. I'm sure he'll learn as he gets older, so long as he has a nice woman to teach him. Until then, I guess I'll just pick up after him yet again. Though I won't be surprised if I find another crusty sock under one of these couch cushions. What's this? A little comic book? This is pornography! And a girl in it is. Well, she's hardly a girl. She's an older woman with a figure like mine. Exactly like mine, actually. Does this mean he wants to do these things with me? At the very least, he has a serious thing for older women. How was work today? Are you feeling all right? Great, because I wanted to talk to you about this. Oh my goodness, that blush is the cutest I've ever seen, sweetie. No, I'm not mad at you or offended or anything silly like that. I was just picking up your little mess that you left on the couch again. Well, first off, now I understand why this couch so often smells musky and why I find crumpled up tissues on it all the time. I just thought you had allergies, but now I know you've been, well, lusting after older women this whole time. Tell me the truth, sweetie. I promise I won't be upset either way. Are you attracted to me like that? Really? You are? Oh, and just out of curiosity, really, would you be interested in doing any of the stuff that the guy in your dirty little comic book does? Personally, I really like this two-page spread here. Do you think we could manage that, too? Trying to pass out now, sweetie. Baby, be a little gentler. I know you're very excited to finally act out on your fantasies. But you're going to tear my blouse like this. Don't worry too much. It's adorable how desperate you are. Plus, it's really turning me on. Do you want to suck my big milf boobies now? Yeah? That's what the guy in the comic book did, and... Sweetie, you should really warn a girl before you do that so... vigorously. Ease up a little. Much better. In fact, I could do this all day. Do you want me to call you a good boy? I can encourage you and say sweet things. If you can't tell from me cleaning up after you so often, I'm the nurturing type. Oh, you're such a good boy. To tell you the truth, sweetie, I've been attracted to you for a while now, too. I can't say it's exactly the same way you've been fantasizing about me. You're very handsome, but I want to nurture you just as much as I want to make love to you. Now, to that end... go lie down on your bed and take those underpants off? They look like they're going to rip from how hard you are. I had no idea you were hiding something like this from me, sweetie. All this time I thought you were a cute, innocent young man. But not only have you been reading MILF porn in the living room, you also have a big, manly cock. You must be a major grower, huh? Now, this might be difficult for you, baby, but please, no matter how good my mouth feels, do not come in it, okay? This is just foreplay for the main event. Good boy. Oh my goodness, you are musky. No need to apologize, sweetie. This is what I get for pouncing on you straight after work. Besides, I really love your musk. The couch in the living room smells overwhelmingly of boy smell. Don't you think I'd have complained about it if I really minded? That's why I wanted to do it in your bed. I knew a messy young man like you wouldn't change his bed sheets often enough. Tasting your cock and breathing in your scent is making my head swim, baby. I haven't felt this way in years. No, hold it. No coming yet. Oh, good boy. Oh, you're such a good boy for me that it makes my heart ache. That's not the only part of me that's aching right now, though. Do you feel how wet I am, sweetie? You can actually hear it if you listen closely. I know I might not be as wet as the lady in your comic, but I don't think you're going to be disappointed with this. Yeah, you've got to be a big boy now and take responsibility for how horny you've made this little mouth. Oh, what a good boy you are. You guided me all the way down to your balls on your first stroke. Someone's even needier than I am, huh? Go ahead and touch me wherever you want, baby. You're not restricted to just my hips. Yes, of course you went straight for my big, heavy boobies. You're very boob-focused man, aren't you? And surprisingly good at playing with them. Did you learn this in another naughty book? Well, of course my boobs are sensitive. You think just because they're big, they can't be tender? Oh, fuck, I'm actually going crazy just from you playing with them. Oh, yeah, you're such a good boy, sweetie, with you holding my love pillows for me. It doesn't hurt at all for me riding you without a bra. If you keep holding them, then I can ride you like a fucking bronco. That's your cue, sweetie. Start thrusting up into me. Yes, just like that. You good boy. You've been such a good fucking boy. God, it's been so fucking long since I felt half as good as this. You've been such a good boy, holding out for so long. But now I want to come. I want you to flood my womb just like the woman in your story. I want to feel those viral young balls pumping me full while I come. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, please excuse my language, dear sweetie. You really brought out my wild side. Yeah, baby, you were very good. You were my perfect little stud. You don't have anything to worry about, but that doesn't mean you're exempt from learning even more. I'm going to nurture you and spoil you rotten. But I'm also going to be teaching you how to be the perfect lover. So, as the first step in becoming the ideal lover, no more beating off on the couch. You may really need to drain your balls. My pussy is ready for you anytime.